7. So let's listen then, us as well. And if you have the fire of lust, counteract it with that other fire, and it will immediately be extinguished. And if you plan to utter some harsh words, think about the harsh consequences and the fear will stop you. And if you plan to steal, remember the judge's command, saying, bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. Matan Trusigthurgund, 13. And this will extinguish this lust as well. And if you are drunk and continuously overeat, remember the rich man's plea, send Lazarus, so he may cool this burning tongue with the tip of his finger. Luke 16:24. But he did not even get this, and you will abstain from such behavior. But if you love luxury, think about the hardship and distress there, and you won't be concerned with luxury. If you are harsh and cruel, remember those virgins who missed out on the bridal chamber due to their lamps going out, and you will quickly become kinder. Or are you lazy and neglectful? Remember the man who buried his talent, and you will be more motivated than ever. Or does the desire for your neighbor's wealth consume you? Think about the undying worm, and you will easily cast off this desire, and in all other things act righteously. For God has never mandated anything burdensome or oppressive, so why do we find his directives burdensome? Because of our own laziness. For just as diligent work makes even unbearable tasks seem light and easy, so does laziness make even tolerable tasks seem difficult.